Hi, it's Rebecca. Today, I want to talk to you about mind control. Have you ever thought about mind control? I think about it a lot because I love to study anything to do with consciousness. I've had an interesting journey in this life. I've always been a seeker. If you want to learn more about experiences that I've had and that other people have had that I've trained and talked to, go to my Udemy course, udemy.com, udemy.com, and look at Metaphysics Made Easy. I put that course out there, and it's got some interesting stories in it about waking up and some of the experiences you can have in the process of waking up, freeing yourself from the fear of your body and understanding that you can work on your mind to better serve you, because your mind is really a tool, just like your body is. There's a higher you, an eternal you, your soul, which came here to do this work on planet Earth in this physical form. And you're not here for a very long time, but while you're here, you might as well learn how to wake up, because that is probably one of the reasons you came here. To free yourself from some sort of belief system that's been going on for a long time. And when you start to understand how the mind works, be it the superconscious, the conscious, and the subconscious mind, you begin to understand that you've been programmed. You've been mind controlled. And it comes at us from many, many different angles. The families we're born into, the countries, the towns, that's all programming. The churches we go to, or religious teachings, many times program us in a very specific way. The media, the news, is programming us if we watch it. Advertising. These programmings are all around us. And once you begin to understand that you can be jerked around by them if you're not careful, they can compel you to want to think a certain way or buy a certain thing or be fearful of something. This is all programming. But when you begin to understand that you have this inner power within you and you have a breakthrough, that's the key. You have to have a breakthrough in order to tap into it. And it can happen anytime. You never know when you're going to have that big aha moment. And then you might have a lot of other aha moments after that. But usually there's a place in your life where you reach a crossroad and you have to make that decision. Which way am I going to go? Am I going to buy into the fear and operate from that angle? Or am I going to free myself from fear and maybe take a totally different path and find a different way? Many times it's because of a relationship we're in that forces us to do this, or a physical illness or an accident, or just being frustrated and fed up with life can turn us in a new direction. And we begin to understand that we are in control if we take the reins, but you need to know how to do that. So I became a Silva Ultramind trainer back in 2004 because I was very interested in teaching people how to find a different level of consciousness where they could tap into their inner self by getting down into that alpha level of consciousness and even theta, where we can be subjective and create within our imagination and our consciousness things that we desire, which can actually have an effect on the outer world. Even material things, like we can fix computers if we're really tapped in. Our cars don't break down like other people's. We have better relationships because we consciously meet with people in a place where there's more harmony, and we diffuse the negative things that people might be saying by taking it to a higher level or not buying into it. So I became this Silva Ultramind trainer. And interestingly enough, when Jose Silva started teaching this, he called it Silva Mind Control back in the 60s, because he wanted to teach people how to not be controlled by other people, but to learn how to control their own minds. And it's very important in this day and age to become an independent thinker and step off the matrix, if you want to call it that, and learn how to tap into your inner power so that you can be more at peace. You're not going to be happy as long as you're looking for solutions all the time in the three-dimensional world, because guaranteed it will ultimately let you down if you're putting all your faith in that. It's not happening there. You're creating your outer world with your consciousness. And when you begin to understand that and study it and look for ways to really use that for your own happiness and joy and success, you'll be more effective going through this three-dimensional world. I do have an app called Inner Power with Rebecca Tripp. And on that app, I have a long meditation that you can do to relax your body and relax your mind so that you can visualize things that you desire in your life and erase the things. Stop thinking about those things that you don't like. We can become very, very obsessive about constantly thinking about negativity and things that bother us until we learn how to shift our consciousness to a place where we're meditating on positive things that can replace those negative things and dissolve them. They will actually disappear from our life the more we can train our minds to focus on what we do want. So I suggest you go to my app and go check out my Udemy course to find out more about what I've been studying for the past 50 years.